Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, I like to do a weekly recap after the week is finished so that we can look back at last week and maybe the beginning of this week and see what's going on out there. And one of the biggest aggregators of Second Amendment news out there is the truthaboutguns.com. So once again, joining us from the truthaboutguns.com is the editor-in-chief, Dan Zimmerman. Good evening, sir.
Good evening to you, sir. It's good to be here.
Ditto. Finally back on schedule. I hate being off schedule. So let's go back. Let's go back to last week because it's a plum when you think about it. But at the same time, this has to happen to every one of these yahoos that get out there and push this line. And that's I think you wrote it. The title of it is "The Feeling When None of the Data Support Your Gun Controls Proposals."
See, that was about old Joe Biden, wasn't it?
It's about all of them, though, isn't it? I mean, it's about all.
Well, yeah. I mean, when you stop and think about it, yeah, it pretty much is. But yeah, that was our quote of the day that day, and we were quoting from a post at I think it was Daily Wire, noting that Joe Biden essentially called for banning nearly all firearms in the country. He noted that, you know, his ban on really virtually every semi-automatic firearm would do almost nothing about mass shootings in the United States, as the Bloomberg School of Public Health has just determined in a study they published, which is always nice to see.
Yeah. Using them as a data point, don't you?
I do, too, and I'm going to be doing it for years and years and years.
Yeah.
Next time, God forbid.
Was that guy's name Webster?
A mass shooting. Yeah, exactly, Dan Webster.
Yeah.
Next time a mass shooting happens, which unfortunately it will. We live in an open society, and there are crazies out there. Somebody's going to do that. And there are calls for gun control. In order to stop these mass shootings, I'm going to quote the Bloomberg School of Public Health, and I'm going to run that report over and over and over again. Not that it's going to make any difference in the minds of gun control advocates, but it'll make me feel better.
Finally, something coming from, you know, it's almost like a broken clock.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
being right twice a day. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. You know, they can't be wrong all the time. Yeah. And it was interesting because that quote also noted something from an article, an op-ed in the Washington Post from a writer at 538.
I remember that. That was. Yeah.
Yeah.
Please go ahead. Expand on that one because that's.
I was just going to say it was from back in 2017. The writer's name was. Leah Labresco, and she noted that she was staunchly and assiduously anti-gun. But then she said, then my colleagues and I at 538 spent 3 months analyzing all 33,000 lives ended by guns each year in the United States, and I wound up frustrated in a whole new way. We looked at the interventions, at what interventions might have saved those people, and the case for the policies that I lobbied for crumbled when I examined the evidence. In other words, stiffer background checks, one gun a month laws, assault weapons bans. They would do virtually nothing to change those statistics. And fortunately, Ms. Lebresco had the intellectual honesty to write about that. She did that back in 2017.
Let me ask you a question, because I've never asked this question before. Is suicide illegal?
I've always heard that. I don't know the laws well enough, and I believe I've heard different things about different states, so it may vary. But I don't know the answer to that.
I mean, some of these states have physician-assisted suicide. So my biggest question, when you're looking at Leah Lebresco, she's talking about all 33,000 of the lives ended by guns each year. And I'm glad she was frustrated when she took a look at it and understood the validity. But, you know, at the same time, I never hear any of them advocating for any sort of suicide hotlines or prevention or counseling. Or, you know, one of the guys that I know, my producer who killed himself 2 years ago this past January, he tried two other times unsuccessfully. He failed.
Really?
So that tells me that there could have been an intervention there. And I still don't to this day know why there wasn't, but, you know, that's all beside the point.
Unfortunately, people who are determined to do that usually succeed or do it a disturbing percentage of the time. And if they don't do it via one method, they'll find ways to do it via another method. So it's sad, but there are countries with a lot more stiff and restrictive gun control laws than ours that have much higher suicide rates. Suicide rates are wholly dependent or independent of firearm laws or whatever restrictions people may put on them. People, unfortunately, when they reach that point, they are creative and, again, they find a way.
When I was talking to a psychologist about my friend, she told me the reason they continue to pursue it after they try two or three times is because the decision to do it is actually the first peaceful moment in their tormented worldview of things, to where they finally feel like they see this is the light at the end of the rainbow, sad to say. That was one thing that she had to, because, you know, I had a hard time dealing with that one. But I haven't seen anything along the lines of anybody trying to jack up. I see a lot of things, like at SHOT Show, I saw a lot of organizations came to me that wanted to be interviewed on the air where they're trying to work out ways to stop military veteran suicide.
Yes, there are a number of them.
Yeah, and that's 21 a day, so, I mean, that's nearly a third. So I would just think that was a good thing to pursue, and so I did. But I don't see anybody doing that. I don't see anybody trying to increase the treatment for this or the prevention of this, which very hard to prevent, I would imagine. But anyway,
I would expect so. Yeah.
That article came out on the 21st of January, and the reason I'm pointing this out is because if you go look at that article at thetruthaboutguns.com, go look at the comments. You can tell how many people are reading something if you get engagement. And if engagement is what you're looking for, then thetruthaboutguns.com is the place to go. The gun community is a very active, opinionated community. It's actually quite, I guess some would call it intoxicating to read some of the stuff. Some of the others are sort of humorous, and some of the others are all. But the thing is, the reason they have been here and been able to stay on the air up and running for the last 10 years, because they just celebrated their 10th anniversary, is because of that prolific stuff that they stick up there every day. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Star-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And I took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman, the editor-in-chief from the TruthAboutGuns.com. And you guys put out an article about the Washington State Attorney General. How many rampage shootings do they actually absorb in Washington State? They seem to be very concerned about that. I get it, but, I mean, they're really, really concerned about it. How many do they have in Washington State?
Not a lot. I can't recall any off the top of my head anyway.
Oh, not a lot.
No. No, but they sure do like to emulate California's gun control laws these days, don't they?
Well, they had this. They had two bills. They were going to ban assault weapons, and then they were going to ban the magazines. That always seems to be that's always perceived to be the lowest hanging of the fruit. I guess because they did that once before, maybe.
I'm sure, and I'm sure they obviously haven't read Daniel Webster's latest research.
Those guys probably need to read that. We need to. Do you think if we were to get Michael Bloomberg's letterhead and send that out with that? And then, you know, have a little caveat maybe in Navajo at the bottom of it saying, this is just a joke as far as him sending it out, but this just didn't get published. You think they would look at that?
I have a feeling it'd end up in the circular file.
In Washington State, they had a high-capacity limit bill, which, what was it, 10 rounds? That seems to be the magic number, right? It's always 10.
I think that's what it was.
And now, is there a limit to how many 10-round magazines one could have?
I don't believe there is a limit as to the number of magazines, just their capacity.
Oh, my goodness. Well, then that completely defeats the whole purpose then, right?
You would think, because all you need to do is just change magazines when you're empty. Doesn't take much time at all.
I've seen guys, I mean, changing a magazine is that's what makes a semi-automatic. Now, I see here that the Republicans filed an unusually high number of amendments on the bill, and meaning debate could last a day or more, and somehow or other, they couldn't even go that far. They couldn't do it for a day.
No, they couldn't. And the article we posted put up basically the Republican legislators, through those parliamentary moves, effectively filibustered the bills to death.
Now, one of his parting shot, though, was if there's a mass shooting using a high-capacity magazine in one of our schools and communities, these legislators will be accountable to the victims and their families.
Yep, that was the nauseating part. He put that marker down. He let it be known that next time there is a mass shooting in the state of Washington, he's going to stand up and he's going to find the closest camera and the closest microphone as quickly as he possibly can and lay it at the feet of Republicans in the state legislature and say it's their fault for not passing a standard capacity magazine ban bill.
So would it be the latest or the first? Because I don't know of any there.
I don't know. Maybe there's been one. I would have to go back and look. But again, nothing comes to mind immediately, but I don't keep all that at my fingertips.
Don't they have a bigger risk of Trump being reelected and Antifa burning down all of the Starbuckses?
Probably. I would think that would be a much bigger threat to anyone in the state of Washington than an actual mass shooting.
I just love these guys that get out there. And, you know, a long time, well, maybe not so long ago, but there was a time in California, where if you had one of the 50,000 permits out of the 9 million gun owners that are in California, if you had a carry permit in California, the permit meant that you could carry wherever a cop could carry, right? So you could carry into a school, into a cop shop, into a hospital, anywhere that a cop could carry. And then, of course, that got taken away. Not because it was ever abused, because it was never abused, but because it existed. And they're always trying to make out like You, Dan, you probably own a gun or two. How many guns? It doesn't matter. Do you own a gun, Dan? Well, if you do, at any given time, you could snap like the proverbial rubber band, couldn't you? And then who knows what you're going to do? And you know whose fault it's going to be? It's going to be the NRA's fault because they enabled you, Dan.
It's always the NRA's fault or white supremacists or Nazis or the Tea Party or someone like that. Except when it isn't, you know, except when it's a Bernie supporter shooting up a bunch of congressmen or some other wacko, like the San Bernardino shooting, the Aurora shooting, just a few others come to mind that where the people never, that were actually at fault, didn't match their preconceived notions at all.
I noticed that... I also noticed that after that, no, I'm still waiting on crime stats. I'm still waiting. Whenever I hear these things popping up, like in Vermont, right now they're trying to do stuff in Vermont, right? Trying to pass more gun laws in Vermont. But 75% of the households in Vermont have a gun in them.
Yes, and Vermont is a historic hotbed of gun crime, as we all know. It's also a constitutional carry state, has been that way for decades.
1791, right? I mean, yeah. They've never had any state gun control till recently.
No, exactly, and they've done just fine. But now now there's a moral mandate to restrict people's rights when they've never been restricted before.
Right. Well... I love it when it's a moral mandate. You can't ignore the moral mandate now, can you?
No, but that would be immoral.
That would be immoral. But and that just happens to be the Bernie Sanders home. And we're going to give Bernie Sanders some really good attention in the next segment just because it's something he's decided to shift around. I mean, Bernie has a history of being pro-gun, but not in this election, not in this run-up, because he's got a head to the left. He's got a head to the left. But thetruthaboutguns.com just celebrated its 10th anniversary, and I've been associated with him in some way, form, or fashion for the last 8 years of those 10. And there's a reason for that, because they are so prolific, because breaking news is really breaking. I mean, it's like seconds old when you see it. Thetruthaboutguns.com. Go check it out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Anything can happen, but I wouldn't say inevitable at all. No, I wouldn't say. We've done a good job by doing it and combating it so early. We have the best people in the world. And I think we're getting a lot of credit for having made that early move. So, no, I don't think that's inevitable at all.
President Trump speaking at the White House when asked about if it was inevitable that the coronavirus would make its way across the United States. Voting continues on this Super Tuesday in more than a dozen states, such as California, Texas, North Carolina, and Virginia. The main two candidates include former Vice President Joe Biden and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. A final look at your numbers on Wall Street. A down day as the Dow lost 786 points to finish at 25,917. The NASDAQ was down 268 points and the S&P dropped 87. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For 5 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. And do you think, well, you know, I don't even know how we would administer this, but like when they're having a debate, for example, and Bernie Sanders gets out there and says, well, 40% of all the guns out there today are purchased without a background check. When that happens, should there be like a flashing red light whenever something's been debunked so many times? I mean,
I would love to see that. I don't expect that's going to happen anytime soon. Obviously, the quote-unquote journalists who are there moderating these debates and asking the questions don't have the facts at their fingertips and don't know anything about firearms. Certainly not enough to know that that has been debunked over and over and over again. But that doesn't stop old socialists and crazies like Bernie or Elizabeth Warren or Shotgun Joe Biden from spouting garbage like that for the American people to hear. And absorb.
Do you know all the debunking details of this?
Yeah, I meant to know a fair amount of it. It goes back quite a ways, but...
Well, I mean, you know, for the years that they surveyed about background checks, two of those years were prior to the background check being instituted. I mean, there were no background checks to be had.
Right, exactly.
In two of those years. 285 people sampled. The guys that did the study, I think later on down the road, they were like, you know, that study, that was garbage. That was like a dumpster fire.
I know. And you know, you don't have to take pro-guns people's word for this either. The Washington Post looked at the claim, and they gave Bernie their top rating of four Pinocchios for being completely garbage. And even PolitiFact, which is a left-leaning, quote-unquote, fact-checking organization, rated the 40% claim false. Everybody who knows anything and has looked into this claim at all knows that that 40% number was basically pulled out of some gun-grabbing researcher's rear end and has absolutely no validity anymore. But, you know, it's an attention grabber, and it's something that sticks in Bernie's ancient mind that he can pull out.
But he voted for the PLCAA.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Bernie used to be very pro-gun, didn't he? Or relatively so. I mean, back when he, you know, of course he still is representing Vermont, but...
He caucuses with the Democrats, though.
I'm sorry?
He caucuses with the Democrats.
Yes, he does. He's not a Democrat. I'm still wondering how they can nominate him for president, since he's not technically even a Democrat. Yeah, exactly. You know, Bernie was just a member of the Senate, and all he had to worry about was getting elected to the Senate from pro-gun Vermonters. Then he had to reflect their views, meaning, and again, as we mentioned in the last segment, that Vermont is a constitutional carry state and has been that way since, what, the 18th century?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a... by any measure, certainly of people on that side of the aisle, he was a gun rights supporter. He voted for the PLCAA. He voted against all kinds of gun control restrictions. And he even defended that record back in the 2016 campaign when he was challenged on it by Hillary.
Yep.
But these days, Bernie, as they say, has evolved on guns. And he's adopted the predominant Democrat position that guns is bad, guns is scary, and therefore I'm against them.
Yeah, well, yeah. I also saw the where he came out and said something about Castro, about him not being too bad, and all the Florida Democrats now are just grimacing hard on that one. But I mean. As you know, Che Guevara, who has his own T-shirt line. I mean, everybody thinks he was just some sort of a, you know, a James Dean-esque type revolutionary cool dude. That guy was a sadomasochistic killer. He liked to shoot teenage girls just to see that last moment of terror on their face. And he liked to do it with them in a group. So, like, the first one, you know, they wouldn't believe it was going to happen. But then after he did the first one, then all the others, he'd get to see an amplified version of that terror on their faces as it came to they came to realize that he was going to kill them. That's what he did for Jollies. That's what old Shay was doing. And, I mean, this guy's out there going, well, you know, I don't think it's, you know, I don't think Cuba was bad or, you know, they got the Cuba. Anyway.
But Shay was dreamy looking, and he rode a motorcycle. What more do you need?
Makes it sound. What was Luke Perry's campus character? What was Luke Perry's character in Beverly Hills 90210?
I didn't.
Dylan.
I
he was Dylan. That. Yeah, he was Dylan. He was Dylan. Okay. Yeah, Dylan. Dylan was dreamy. Wore the leather jacket. And he rode the motorcycle too. Right? So they're making him look like the late Luke Perry when he was younger. That's the space he gets to occupy. So, and that's in the name. That's in the right now the front runner, because I don't think Joe is going anywhere now. Joe should just, you know.
Yeah, Joe might as well pack it in. Especially
he could probably get a job at CNN. I'm sure they'd like to have him there.
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, he's crazy and he's bombastic, so I'm sure that'll make for good TV. He'll fit right in.
Yeah. Tell me something. We only got a couple of minutes here. When you watch Fox News, are you sitting there going, what a bastion of conservative journalism here?
Not really.
Okay.
That's why I don't watch Fox News.
I just wanted to make sure I wasn't the only one.
You're not the only one. And I really can't stomach any of the news, cable news channels or any of them. That's really not my cup of tea. So I value my digestive health too much to spend much time watching those.
Do we know what Shepard Smith's doing now?
I don't.
I don't either.
You know, he left, but... I'm not sure why I wasn't snapped up by MSNBC or CNN already.
Maybe he and Megyn Kelly will get together and they'll start their own network.
Yeah, that would
I don't even know what they call it. Huh?
He would seem to be a natural fit with one of those. I don't know. I don't know. He was always kind of a hair on fire kind of guy. I would think that he would draw literally dozens of people. Anytime they put him on.
Sure. Except he doesn't.
Yes, exactly.
The people that were coming to Fox were looking for something he wasn't selling, so.
No.
The problem I have, and the problem I have with this is that, you know, too many people watch TV and think this is the news. And they don't look at it as what it is, which is editorial.
Right.
Because it's not put out there as editorial. It's put out there as the news. And, you know, I put that right up there with the National Enquirer as far as how accurate it's going to be. Fox News as well.
I agree.
Everybody, yeah, I turn your pacemakers on way high because I meant that when I said it. Coming up on the next break, the truthaboutguns.com. Everything I'm talking about here has been on their front page at some portion of time. But their front page changes so fast because of how many articles they publish per day. That's the reason to go to thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live underground gopher.
You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. I was getting lazy there for a second. I want to ask you a question. Do you think we have the Republicans' attention now? Do you think we have a decent group? And I, you know, one thing about politicians, and I made this observation today about Trump, you know, when Ruth Bader Ginsburg drops and he puts somebody else in the Supreme Court. As good as that's going to be, and that may last a generation or so, it's temporary nonetheless. So politicians, politics, all this other stuff, it's always a kinetic situation as far as I'm concerned. Do you think right now we have a decent group of Republicans in place that should they take the House?
I guess I'm not enough of an analyst to know that, but my gut says no. I don't think you ever do. I think, like you said, with the, you know, the if Trump has the opportunity to appoint two more Supreme Court justices, if he's reelected and can do that, as Justice Sotomayor warned this week, or
yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I was talking about her little statement she made because
I remember the old days when it was considered beyond the pale for Supreme Court justices to make comments like that. But she got up and, you know, was sounding the alarm bell, saying that if Trump is reelected and nominates the next two justices, the right of center control of the Supreme Court will last at least for another generation, another 30 years. Certainly can't have that. But as you said, Nothing is forever in politics. It's all the NFL, not for long. As to whether we have the right people in Congress, I tend to think not. I think most people there are complacent, and I think they are also they take people like gun rights voters for granted. It's like it's the same story with minority voters on the Democrat side. They figure who else they're going to vote for. You know, blacks have always voted 90%+ for Democrats, so Democrats can ignore them because they're always going to vote for Democrats. What are they going to do? Vote for Republicans? That very well may start to change here a little bit from some polling numbers I've seen. But I think that's the way the Republican Party treats certainly constituencies on the right side, including gun owners. They figure, they don't like what we're going to do. Are they going to vote for Democrats instead? No, they're not. Instead, what gun rights supporters tend to do if they think that they're being betrayed or ignored by their politicians, they tend to stay home. They're not going to vote for people who are anti-gun. They just won't come out and vote for people who have done them wrong in the past.
Well, I've seen that Chris Matthews on MSNBC is out there talking right now, and he actually believes. See, this is the thing I don't understand about some of these pundits. Some of these pundits, like Bill Kristol, who finally became a Democrat and everything else, they think that the country could just go back to the way it was pre-Trump. And the Democrats, yeah, like Matthews, think that they can do away with the mindset that AOC and the Squad and Bernie Sanders and, you know, have made so prevalently front page now. They think that it can go back to the time when the Weekly Standard was a magazine that was, you know, everybody bought it and it sold out every week and everybody thought everybody that wrote for that knew what they were talking about.
Yeah,
I don't think we can go back. I just don't think we can go back.
I don't either. I think that Bernie is almost the Bernie phenomenon is almost a mirror image of the Trump phenomenon. Both sides are evidence of huge populist movements against establishment control of the Republican and Democrat parties. People are tired of the same old that they've gotten for generation after generation, and they want something different. Trump has certainly given people something different on the right, I think it's safe to say that Bernie is certainly giving people on the left something different. It's not this isn't your grandfather's Democrat Party anymore. This isn't anything you'd see from a Barney Frank or Sam Nunn, God forbid, and or some of these other people, you know, who are, God, they'd almost be considered Republicans these days. Yeah, exactly. You know, in the old days, parties moved so far left. If they somehow yank the nomination away from Bernie at the convention again this year, can you imagine what the Bernie supporters would do again? They didn't like it last time, and a lot of them stayed home, and that's probably a huge reason why Hillary lost. That would be magnified, I have to believe, tenfold this time if they somehow pulled the rug out from under him again.
The
party.
But it'll still split the party, even though if he gets the nomination, the traditional types, they won't show up.
Right, exactly. Although I think a huge portion of them will. I think a lot of them can talk themselves into voting for a socialist, even though they won't like it. I think a lot of them will delude themselves into what you said earlier. Said, "Oh, okay. Well, you know, we'll get Bernie in there, and then he won't last that long. He's old, and then when he's gone, we can go back to the way things were before." That's not going to happen.
You know, there was one thing I liked about Barack Obama. One thing. He was my age. And I've always, now, you know, when he got there, he was a young fellow, his hair hadn't turned gray or anything. But now, you know, now he's nothing but gray. But looking at some of these dudes like Sanders, how old is Joe Biden?
I want to say 78.
Why do we look at these people and even consider them? Especially Joe forgets where he's at. He forgets where he's at sometimes.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what Trump is. He's 72 or 74. He's up there, too. But he is an awfully spry guy. I don't think anybody thinks of Joe Biden as being spry. I don't think anybody thinks of Bernie Sanders as being spry, although he's surprisingly energetic. But the guy did have a heart attack 3 months ago. You know, there's that consideration as well. Trump, though, I mean, I hope I'm half as energetic as that guy is when I'm his age.
Yeah, I do think the age thing is a relative concept as far as, you know, how well you keep yourself and how good your constitution is and everything else. Obviously, yeah. Joe's is not very good. Bernie Sanders is how old?
Again, I think 78. I think I heard something said if he were elected president, he would be the oldest man ever to be inaugurated.
Are there no Democrats besides AOC who's too young to be president? Are there no Democrats that, well, I guess there are because Andrew Yang was in there for a little bit, although I don't know if he was a Democrat. But nobody listens. Nobody on the left listens. That's the problem. Nobody on the left listens to them, do they? No.
No, they don't.
Anyway, I just answered my own question. I've got an assault weapon here on my desk right in front of me. Actually, it looks like a pistol, though. But, you know, according to Bernie Sanders, it's an assault weapon. But anyway, I digress. Before we run out of time, thetruthaboutguns.com, that is where Dan plies his trade. Every day, all day, even at the shows, even at the events and everything else, he's in the press room doing it still, bringing an entourage, telling them to go, interview this guy, shoot video here. That's why, on a daily basis, they are one of the most prolific gun news aggregators out there. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
Thank you, as always, for having me, sir. I appreciate it.
Yes. Third hour is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.